This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Bonnie North. This spring, Wisconsin voters will decide which candidate will earn a 10-year term on the state Supreme Court. Incumbent Justice Daniel Kelly faces a challenge from Marquette Law Professor Ed Falone and Dane County Circuit Judge Jill Karofsky. Although the office is nonpartisan, the court currently has a 5-2 conservative majority. Justice Kelly is supported by conservatives. He was appointed in 2016 by former Republican Governor Scott Walker. Liberals have endorsed both Falone and Karofsky. WUWM's Marty Michelson spoke with all three candidates, and we'll start with Marquette Law Professor Ed Falone.
I'm running for the Wisconsin Supreme Court because I think it's obvious the situation we face in our state and in our country. We have an over-politicized judiciary. And I'm convinced that the way to solve that problem, to get the political out of our courts, is by having more judges with diverse experience, diverse backgrounds, judges like myself who come from it as a constitutional law scholar, criminal defense lawyer, someone who's worked with diverse communities, trying to make the justice system work better by providing affordable lawyers to people. We need to have more judges with more experiences than is currently represented. And as the first Latino on the court, I'd certainly satisfy that goal.
What's the top reason voters should select you?
Well, again, the reason voters should select me is because of my broad legal experience. Shirley Abramson recently retired after a four-decade career as a leader on the court. She was a former law professor, not a trial judge, and she brought that broad experience and that broad perspective that allowed her to see beyond the narrow issues presented by the parties. And that's the kind of leadership that we need on the court. And also, it's been over 10 years since we had a justice with substantial criminal defense experience, not since Lewis Butler left the court. I would bring that experience as well. And in addition, as an experienced lawyer who represented business clients as well, small business owners. I bring so much added perspective that's not currently there in the court and can help in the deliberations. What makes for better decision making is less politics and more experience.
What's the top reason you believe voters shouldn't choose your opponents?
Well, I keep coming back to the fact that we need to have change in the way we think about our Supreme Court justices. The Supreme Court in Wisconsin decides important issues about our First Amendment rights, about equal protection, about protection of our environment from corporate interests, about the rights of the accused. And we need to have justices who have experience in a broad range of issues so they're not learning on the job in these important questions. And so I think too often we've gone back to the same narrow perspectives when we select our justices, and then we are frustrated. We're frustrated that we don't believe the court is representing all the people of Wisconsin, and we don't believe that it is hearing all the perspectives of the people or being a voice for the entire state. And so what we really need is to have a different approach to our judicial selections, and we need to look for more diverse experiences on the court. And that's the only way that we're going to improve the justice in our state.
What's your judicial philosophy?
Judicial philosophy, question assumes that there's some one way that judges should decide constitutional questions. There's a process or a formula or a rule book. And quite frankly, after studying the Constitution for 30 years and being a scholar on constitutional questions and advising U.S. Senator Herb Kohl on Supreme Court nominations where this issue of philosophy comes up, quite frankly, I've concluded that there is no one formula. There is no one rule book. What you need are judges who have a broad range of experience, who look at the law from different perspectives. For example, from my experience in the Latino community, from my experience as an advocate for civil rights, from my experience working with low-income individuals who are trying to navigate the criminal justice system or the civil justice system. The way to have judges make good decisions about constitutional interpretation is to have a wider variety of perspectives, not to look for one rule book or one model that applies in every case.
If elected, what kind of cases do you think you would be asked to rule on in the next year or two?
Well, I think there are vital issues of concern to all of us that are in the legal pipeline that the Wisconsin Supreme Court will be deciding. It goes without saying that the right of all of us to self-government, our ability to have our voice heard in the making of laws that affect us, is under attack and will be before the court, whether it's in the more specific example of gerrymandering cases or voter ID cases. We see continual erosion of our ability to have our voice heard in the making of our laws, and we need to have justices who understand and recognize that. I think local government is a concern. Continually, as I go around the state, I hear a great deal of concern with people being frustrated and having rules that they live by decided in the state legislature instead of at the local level. And this is something the Wisconsin Supreme Court again and again is asked to consider, is where is the appropriate decision maker. So I think those are just two important issues that are going to come before the court. Also, of course, First Amendment rights, whether it's on land owned by pipelines or on academic campuses, First Amendment rights are also going to be a huge concern, and we need to have justices who understand the First Amendment as well.
That was Marquette Law Professor Ed Filone. Coming up next, we'll hear from another challenger, Dane County Circuit Judge Jill Karofsky. WUWM's Marty Michelson spoke to her before the new year, and she starts with explaining why she's in the race.
I am running for the Wisconsin Supreme Court because we have got to get this court back on track. I have spent the past several months traveling all around Wisconsin, and I hear the same thing from voters. They see justices on the Supreme Court who are not following the rule of law, justices who make decisions before anyone ever walks into the state Supreme Court chamber, justices who are acting like politicians, and that feels like corruption to people. So I am in this race to offer a very, very clear choice in this race. I am bringing my experience. I'm the only person in this race who is a trial court judge. I've been a prosecutor and a victim advocate. I'm bringing my Wisconsin values, and I am bringing my energy.
What's the top reason voters should select you?
I think that there are a number of reasons. One of the reasons is that I am the only person in this race who is or who has ever been a trial court judge. I sit in court every single day. I heard 1,700 cases last year. I see how the law impacts real people in this state. I apply the rule of law every day. And when I look at the Constitution, I apply it with today in mind because it is almost 2020. The experience that I bring, I have heard more cases than both of my, I have either as a lawyer or as a judge, have handled more cases than both of my opponents combined. I've also been a prosecutor. I know how to be smart on crime. I understand the importance of protecting individual rights of victims, of witnesses, of defendants, and of members of the public. I also have civil experience. I was the general counsel for the National Conference of Bar Examiners for almost 9 years. So I bring, and I was a victim advocate. I was the state's head of the Office of Crime Victim Services. So I bring a wealth of experience, and that is what we need on our Wisconsin Supreme Court.
What's the top reason voters shouldn't choose your opponents?
Well, number one, I think that, again, I bring experience that they don't bring. I think that as far as Dan Kelly is concerned, that he has a track record. If you look at the decisions that he has been part of, his decisions over and over again are in favor of those groups and those people who got him on the Supreme Court in the first place. Every single time he has decided in their favor. And I just think it is, I just find it remarkable that the law could every single time be on the side of people who want Dan Kelly on the bench. That's impossible. What is happening is he is deciding in their favor every time, and that is what feels like corruption to the people of Wisconsin.
What's your judicial philosophy?
My judicial philosophy is that every single person in my courtroom should be treated with dignity and respect and fairness, that the rule of law has to be followed in every case, whether or not I personally agree with that. I believe that the law, as I said, when we think about the Constitution, needs to be applied with today in mind because it is almost 2020. And I do that every single day in my courtroom. Anyone who comes in my courtroom can see that I look at the law, I apply it to the facts of the case, and I apply that in a fair way and in an equal way, no matter who is in my courtroom.
If elected, what kind of cases do you think you would be asked to rule on in the next year or so?
I think there's a very good possibility that we are going to see another redistricting case, and I think that will be at the state Supreme Court. I think that we will see cases about how democracy in this state, what democracy is going to look like here.
That was Dane County Circuit Judge Jill Karofsky. And finally, we hear from the incumbent, Daniel Kelly. He was appointed to the bench in 2015 by former Republican Governor Scott Walker to fill the remainder of retiring Justice David Prosser's term. Kelly begins by explaining why he'd like to retain his seat.
Well, because I think that it is critical that we have jurists on the Supreme Court who are committed to applying the law as it exists. Not the law as we might wish it to be, but as it's actually created and maintained by the people of Wisconsin and their legislators. So I look at the role of our office as being really conceptually pretty simple. We take the laws that's given to us, we apply it to the case in front of us, and come to our judgment, and that's it, without respect to our personal preferences or our politics. We set all of that aside when we do the work of the courts.
What's the top reason voters should select you?
Well, I think it's because of the way that I understand the role of the court and our responsibility to the people of Wisconsin. So I understand that all of the authority that we exercise actually belongs to the people of Wisconsin. They don't give it to us. They don't sell it. They don't give it away. They lend it to us. And because it's a loan, that puts some pretty important parameters on the exercise of that authority. So we don't make up the law, right? We simply apply it. So when they ask us to exercise the judicial power, they're asking us just to decide cases without respect to our personal preferences or politics, but according to the law. They've got a legislature to do the creation of law and the amendment of law. They just want us to apply it.
What's the top reason you believe voters shouldn't choose your opponents?
Well, they've been, in their campaigns, they've been making it very clear that there is a very stark difference between the way they approach the role of the court and the way that I do. So I've said for probably going on 25 years now how important it is that the courts and the jurists simply apply the law, while they advocate for bringing their politics into the courtroom and using that to assist them in making their decisions. And so it's much more of an activist kind of approach to the court. So they have told audiences across the state how important it is that their liberal values would be brought into the courtroom. One has promised that she would be a social justice warrior on the court and advocate for various causes that she finds important. But that's not our role. We're not there to pursue causes. We're not there to enact what we think the law should be. It's a much more humble role than that. We're there simply to do as the people have asked us to do, and that's just apply the law they've already had created. So that's, I think, the most stark difference between the two of us. I'm responsive to the Constitution and the statutes as written, and they would bring their politics into the courtroom.
What's your judicial philosophy?
Well, my judicial philosophy is bound up in my relationship to the people of Wisconsin and the Constitution. So as I mentioned, the authority that we exercise is on loan from them. And they watch pretty carefully the way that we use it, and rightfully so. They need to make sure that we are accountable to them and responsible to them in the way we use it. And so when I look at the Constitution, I see two things. It reminds me of who actually owns the authority that we're using. It's the people of Wisconsin. And it also reminds me that there are parameters on what we can appropriately do on the court. I can't do just anything I want. What I'm there to do is to apply what they've already decided should be the law of the land. And so it's really important that we understand that when we put on the black robe, that is a symbolic setting aside of our personal preferences in politics and a commitment to the oath that I took to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state of Wisconsin, not as I might wish it to be written, but as actually created and maintained by the people of Wisconsin.
If elected, what kind of cases do you think you would be asked to rule on in the next year or two?
Well, that's a great question. I'm assuming it's going to be a fairly broad variety of cases. So the way cases come to the court is parties will file petitions for review, and then we as a court, we will look at those and decide which ones that we're going to take and which not. So we haven't started looking at petitions for review yet that will result in cases for the next term. But based on my experience on the court, I can say that it's going to cover a very broad parameter of cases. So there'll be criminal cases, there'll be contract cases, there'll be administrative law cases, constitutional cases, involuntary commitment, across the whole canon of our laws. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's so important that the members of the court come to the court with a broad experience in the law. And I think that's one of the other things that sets me apart from my opponents. So one of my opponents has been a government employee her entire life. She's been a prosecutor. It's good work, but a very narrow field of experience. One of my other opponents has been a law school professor. Good experience, but very, very narrow. And he's never actually had an opportunity to practice inside a Wisconsin courtroom. On the other hand, I've been in the private sector, the public sector, the nonprofit sector. I've been defense counsel, prosecutor. I've litigated contract cases, real estate, administrative law, professional responsibility, and a whole host of other areas of the law before coming to the court. Plus, you know, I've been on the court now, of course, since 2016. Doing the work that the people have asked us to do. And I think that that's important that you have that kind of really broad experience before coming to the court. And I think that's another thing that sets us apart.
That was the Wisconsin Supreme Court incumbent, Daniel Kelly. WUWM's Marty Michelson spoke with all three state Supreme Court candidates who are vying for the 10-year term on the bench. The primary will be held February 18th. The two top vote-getters then will advance to the general election on April 7th. That's the same day as Wisconsin's presidential primary.